In this portion of our canoe regatta coverage, I had the pleasure of speaking with pro paddler Jeff Rankinen from Pennsylvania.
Jeff, how did you get into canoe racing?
Well, quite a long time ago, my brother Steve and I were probably 8, 9 years old, and my parents put us in a canoe race. We have a local canoe race down here, so they put us in an aluminum canoe, and we didn't do so well, but that kind of was the start of our canoe racing. And then we started doing a little more practicing. There was some fledgling races, 14 and under races up in New York that we started practicing for, and we did well. We usually won the New York State, fledgling races. Just started from there, and my brother and I raced the amateur races, the amateur 70. We did win the amateur 70 one year, probably in the 80s, moved up to the pro class then.
Where do you practice in Pennsylvania?
Primarily on the Susquehanna River here in Williamsport. And there are some other small streams when the water's high enough, like Cumming Creek, and that we paddle on.
I saw originally you were going to paddle with Steve, your brother, in this Clinton, but you made a change recently.
Right.
And you're going to be paddling with a 29-year-old Lee Barnett from Michigan.
Every spring my brother has problems with his allergies and pollen, and this year seems to be worse than most. And he just didn't feel like he could get the training in to do well, so he backed out. So word got out pretty quickly, and within a day or two I got a call from Lee Barnett from Michigan, because he was looking for a partner. So, like I said, it was kind of amazing how quick word gets around.
When you're such a good paddler.
Yeah, I guess that has something to do with it, I guess. Yeah, because I've been out to Michigan and been racing the Asable Marathon canoe race, and so they know me out there. So I feel honored. Yeah, that someone would call me. So it's kind of nice to have.
Now, I don't recognize Lee's name. Is he a big paddler out in Michigan? But has he been here before?
That's a good question. I was going to look up the General Clinton results to see if he's been out this way. It's very possible, being relatively young for a canoe racer, that maybe he's never been to New York. I've only talked to Lee once. I called him back and I said, "Hey, Lee, are you still interested?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "How much do you weigh?" He said, "165. I'm 135, so it's tough for me to paddle with someone too big. And I said, "Well," I said, "Lee, you need to know anything else, or are we just going to let's just do it?" He goes, "Let's just do it." So
how does that work, though? I have to believe that you're both going to practice hard enough. You don't want to disappoint the other. But if you've never paddled with someone, is the first part of the race just getting used to each other's stroke?
Most of us that have been paddling for this long, 10 or 15 years, are very adjustable. I mean, we can make quick adjustments to our partners. As long as the boat is fairly trim, we don't be too bow heavy, too stern heavy, most of us can adjust pretty quickly to technique and timing.
You've done the Clinton 19 times. Are you excited about entering the 1,400-mile club this year?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I knew I was getting close. Yeah, that's exciting. That means I must be getting old, too.
You're a perennial top 10 finisher in this big race. What keeps you coming back?
Well, I guess it's a little bit about, I'm kind of small and not real strong, and a race like the 70-miler is more about strategy and paddling efficient, and I guess I just like the challenge of trying to beat the bigger guys that are stronger, and these bigger guys usually get a better start, but I usually end up passing them about still somewhere.
What is your best finish?
Best finish was fourth with Todd Rodman. I think that was about 3 years ago.
I read that you use a waterproof camera to video races from your canoe.
Yeah.
What's that? Tell us about that.
Well, I started that last year. Actually, I've done that or tried it, before other ways with other cameras. But I came across this GoPro camera company that makes this low cost, $139 camera that records on these little memory cards. You can get 2 hours of video and more, depending on the size of the card and the amount of batteries you have. So I can get I can record up to 16 hours now on my huge memory card and my extra battery pack I rigged up. So.
And where do you have actually, videotaping?
Well, I've put the canoe the camera in various places. It seemed like the best place is on a long pole behind me in the stern that's above my head that actually videotapes the stern guy and the bow guy at the same time. And I've got a few I've got quite a few videos. Matter of fact, I've got over 22,000 views of about 165 videos since the beginning of last year. So
wow.
There's a lot of canoers that have looked at my videos, and they enjoy them. About every canoe race, someone new will come up to me and say, hey, I've been watching your videos, you know. They're pretty neat, you know. So.
Oh, so you have them online?
Yeah. If you want to look, they're just you just go to, you know, youtube.com/user/JRankinen, and you'll see all my videos there.
That's great.
It's kind of a hobby, you know. I just been, you know, putting them on. I recorded the whole 90-miler. We were in a war canoe last year, so I have the whole 90-miler, 3 days of the 90-miler on video.
Well,
from a pole behind me, I'm steering. So it's interesting. I'm mainly doing it to help promote the sport. Maybe, you know, the people that are not as experienced in the type of racing we do, maybe can watch and pick up some pointers here and there.
Right.
Try to get some younger people in the sport.
Jeff, it's really been a pleasure speaking with you. Your name is always mentioned all the way down the river as we cover the race, because you're always in that top five, top ten in the pro race, and we're looking forward to, again, seeing you this year, and good luck on your finish for the 20th time.
And also, I need to mention, without a good pit crew, you know, we really can't do these long races. My wife, Amy's been behind me, you know, for the last 19 years, and my son Joey, who's 15, and he's coming on now. He's, you know, still a little small to keep up with the big shots, but my son Joey will be around here too.
That'll be exciting.
So Joey's my pit crew this year, so with my wife, and so it's kind of a family deal that we enjoy coming up to Cooperstown and Bainbridge and all the activity. It's, you know, it's a great event for this area.
Well, good luck with your new partner this year, Lee Barnett, and we'll be watching you down the river. For Canoe Regatta 2010, I'm Craig Stevens, WCDO.
In this portion of our Canoe Regatta coverage, I had the pleasure of speaking with pro paddler Jeff Rankinen from Pennsylvania.